Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are giving out advice. We discuss tiny dicks, children who sing about eating ass, how to not overhype your first kiss, and whether or not certain behavior is actually catfishing. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Tyler, and then I just do that for 30 minutes, and it's called the Tyler episode.
Sounds like a hit.
I'd rather get hit.
No, than I'd listen rather, to I'd rather it. You get a little fit. Ooh. Oh no, she didn't. Eh.
Wow.
Okay, anyway, what's up? Hi.
What is that?
What's wowie wow? I don't know.
Wowie wowie.
You know what I've found myself saying?
Someone
a lot
on
now?
Australian Survivor said, wowie wow. And I was like, that's a thing.
I've been saying holy macaroni a lot, and I want to not say it as much as I do.
Well, I saw a recipe online for a cauliflower mac and cheese that's supposedly healthier.
Well, yeah, that sounds right.
And it's just cauliflower.
Instead of the pasta?
Instead of the noodles.
That makes sense.
You just boil the cauliflower.
Okay.
Then you. For 5 minutes, too.
Holy macaroni.
And you take it out, let it rinse. You don't rinse it, but you put it in a colander. Put it back in the pot.
You know, I love colanders.
You add sour cream.
No, I call it a strainer.
You add sour cream and shredded cheese, and bam. Doesn't that sound delicious?
Yeah, let's do it. What are you doing right now?
I literally think I'm going to do it when I get home today.
Wow. I'm no cauliflower queen, but I would.
I would. Yeah. I think...
So is that what we're talking about today?
I think, yeah, this is the recipe-es episode.
Recipe-es episode.
Recipe-es episode.
Is there a go-to recipe that you always make? I mean, we used to have our salad.
I love that salad to this day.
It's now...
But...
Just for the people, if you didn't know, it's tomatoes, it's avocados, it's cucumbers.
Lemon, it's salt lemon and pepper.
Lemon spritz, it's salt and pepper.
You know what?
And you're good to go.
I think add a red onion...
Hell no.
Yes, bitch.
Maybe very minimal amounts of red onion.
Yeah, add some red onion. Live your best life. I make a lot of this one pasta dish, too.
Tell me. What's the sauce involved?
Do you get sauced up? It's just like garlic and olive oil and lemon juice.
But pasta, what kind of pasta?
It's like a...
Rettuccine?
Primavera, isn't that what they call it?
A lineage.
No, I like noodles that are forkable. Don't fucking give me a spaghetti, a fettuccine.
I would say spaghetti is one of the most forkable.
Bitch, to twirl and twirl and twirl.
I would call...
Spaghetti is a nightmare.
A nightmare.
And so is fettuccine. At least fettuccine is a little
easier. I like fettuccine. Ooh, imagine...
Oh, you're all like, slurp, slurp.
How good does Olive Garden sound right now?
I mean, actually,
is there a world?
I was talking to my roommate about Olive Garden, and he was like, do you think they Postmate? And I was like...
No way. It's too far.
There's one in Stonestown Galleria.
It's too far. How far away is that?
I don't know.
The city,
San Francisco, is only 7x7.
I Postmated...
If Katy Perry can Postmate Cheesecake Factory, I can get...
When did she do that?
Long time ago. She tweeted while she waited. It was great. So, if you need some advice...
So today we're giving advice.
I was like, we need to dive in. All these advice episodes, we talk for 10 minutes.
Then if you want to dive in, shut up.
Look, they got our logo back.
Cute.
And we still don't have that jingle. It's time for advice. Don't get lice. When you make your macaroni and cheese with cauliflower, add some spice.
Oh, don't use rice.
Salt or pepper is a good spice.
Now, if you submit a question.
And if you want to
proofread it not once, not twice, but...
Thrice?
Yeah.
No, bitch, you could have just done it twice.
I guess we could have just done it twice.
And make the subject nice.
And watch that movie called Splice.
Oh, my. That is the weirdest undercover brand deal you've ever done. Splice.
And don't forget to download that album by our favorite artist, Bo.
Bice. This is actually kind of a fun game.
No, my favorite kind of cycle, trice. You could really submit a question if you're in a crisis.
Yes.
Yeah.
God.
Do not join that one group, ICE.
Sis. Yep. You gotta roll the dice.
If you want to.
Take a chance and get your question answered on air.
Yep.
That's a great little
jingle. I think our jingle really summed it up.
You know when people take like a interview with someone on the street and then they make it like, hide your kids, hide your wife?
Yeah.
I wish they would do that with that portion of
Nobody talented
someone
listens.
Someone cut that out, put it
nope. Not a single talented person is listening.
Cut
right
that
now.
Out. Throw it in GarageBand.
Add Hell
a
yeah.
Hell yeah. Nice.
That would be nice.
Right.
Okay. So here's how it works, you mother...
Freakers. You email us a question.
To where?
Psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
And if you can't figure out how to spell that, then you don't deserve advice.
Right.
Psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
Your first advice should be to check out a dictionary. Because psychobabble's
yeah.
a word.
Hell yeah.
And so are questions.
Cool. Submit a question. Make sure it makes sense in the email, but the subject should be concise.
Wow.
Fuck. Yeah. It should be concise. It should explain what the fuck you need to know. Don't just write help. We're just going to send it to spam. Sorry.
Somebody the other day sent, literally was in the official, what is it, clickbait?
Yeah, okay.
It had the best topic and then the subject line and then the body had nothing to do with that. And I thought, how dare you?
Well, fuck them.
Yeah. That's how I thought.
Okay. So submit
I sent
the question.
It to Zoom.
The thing you need to know is.
They went right in Zoom
okay.
in the trap.
Come on, Zoom. Come on. They have a good theme song.
We could
we really
only
suck.
Someday be them.
0, 2, 1, 3, 4.
Send it to Zoom.
Thank you. That's Connecticut, I think. So or Boston, Mass.
Neither of us are professionals. We are just a couple of friends here to try to help
Honestly,
you out.
Honestly, we don't know much, but.
I don't know much, but I know I love you.
Oh my God, Corey.
And that may be all I need to know.
Okay, did that come from the heart or is that a song? Oh, I thought you were singing to me.
Great.
So we don't have the right answers. We will only give the advice we would give to each other. So you're lucky.
Actually true.
So
true.
Let's dive in. What do you want to know?
I think you're going to dig right into that first one. It seems
Jesus.
Right up your alley.
It's called Babysitting an Ass Eater.
Yeah. If that ain't you.
Am I the babysitter or the ass eater?
Probably both.
Me when I hang out alone.
You when you're...
Me watching myself.
Me when I'm like, what's up? And you're like, I'm babysitting an ass eater. And I'm like, so you're home alone?
That's the joke I just made.
Yeah, I think I made it better.
Dear Corey and Tyler, thank you two for making me happy every week with your podcast. Get to it! I love you both. Okay, I guess we can resonate with that. So much, and I am a huge psycho baby.
Yep.
Knife ready on my Roomba with long, long legs and tiny, tiny feet. So I've been nannying this summer, and I'm concerned about one of the boys and ass eating. At 5 years old, this little guy sings a song all the time that he claims to have made up, and it goes like this. Will you sing it, Corey?
I like the booty. I love the booty. Give me that booty and let me eat that booty. It's so good.
Is that our new jingle?
I think that's the
Is
new...
that copywritten? Do we have the rights?
A five-year-old can't file for a patent or a TM or whatever.
TM, a trademark, my dear. Now, I'm sure you understand my concern. Although I want to let him be free and have fun, I can't have him singing this in public because we've received some dirty looks in Target and the library when he sung it. Should I tell his parents, embrace the dirty looks, give him a talk? Please help. I don't want to get in trouble. Thank you, and I love you too so much. Love, M.
Wow.
So this kid is 5 years old, singing about eating the booty, loves the booty.
That,
that tastes good. I love the booty. It's so
I like
good.
The booty. I love the booty. Give me that booty. Let me eat that booty.
I would kind of give it a feature, that's like a Gucci Mane feature.
What is like T-Pain up
Scoochie.
To? Scoochie.
Yeah. So you know what you do with your
I
butt?
Like the booty,
you know what you do
I
with
love...
your butt? You scoochie.
Yeah.
So it really would make sense with a Gucci Mane.
Yeah. So what do you think? What is M going
to
do?
Do you talk to the parents? Do you embrace the dirty looks? Do you give them a talk? I would say, well, here's what my parents would
Somebody's
have done.
Somebody's given a dirty
my
look.
My parents wouldn't have given a dang fuck. My parents let us swear. We would say anything.
I
we
remember,
would talk about anything.
I remember when I was in, it must have been like second grade. How old are you then? 8? Whatever. I really wanted to have a cat. And I really wanted to name it Puberty. And I just thought it was like a fun
I've heard this before.
Name.
This
I know. This is what it reminded me of. And I thought.
Did you want to pet it with your
glue hand?
No, with your clenched jaw.
Nope, sure okay, didn't.
Cool, anyway.
But my mom never said anything to me.
Some That's woman, not the same thing.
Yeah. Puberty?
Eat Puberty the booty. Is just kind of like an experience that well, everyone goes through.
And so eating, is, eating, and so the is eating the booty. So, yeah, there you go.
I would
right
say,
back at ya.
Is anybody getting harmed by this innocent song?
I would,
surely there's more inappropriate things happening on radio.
Maybe
Top
you
40, my
should
dear.
Just say booty is them trying
like a
to
pirate's
say
booty?
Potato.
I eat pirate's booty.
Yeah. Give me that booty. Maybe love, that's, do they have pirate's booty wherever
I
you're
love
from?
Pirate's booty. Do you?
Well.
Pretty good.
No.
Big bags.
Seems,
I love a
seems
lot of
like,
food.
It seems like you're eating those like packing peanuts.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. With not enough
for
salt.
Yeah. For yeah.
You're welcome for me
I say
you
let the boy
yeah.
live.
Yeah.
There are worse things on the radio, and there are bigger conversations you need to have with your child. Like,
the real,
ask for consent, maybe, before
real,
you sing about eating the booty.
The real?
Maybe the lyric needs a
maybe
change.
Maybe you need
I
a
like
pre,
the booty.
A
I love the
pre-chorus.
Booty.
Pre-chorus.
There needs to be a pre-chorus before you get to I eat the booty, or let me eat the booty.
Or,
maybe it's,
or in the
may
background.
May I please eat the booty?
After he says, let me eat that booty, the rapper in the background goes, Scoochie. With consent.
Yeah, yeah.
Consent first.
I think this is.
He got consent.
If you have a talk, it's less about don't sing about eating the booty. It's about ask for consent before you eat the booty.
True. I say, yeah. What do you think the Kidz Bop version of this song is going to be?
Oh. what rhymes with booty? Or would it just be...
I play the flutie?
I play the... I like the flutie. I love the flutie. Give me that flutie and let me eat the flutie.
Yeah.
Doesn't really...
Well,
resonate.
Some people can eat flutes. Don't judge people.
Work. From home. I think we really handled that one.
Yeah, I think that's exactly...
I think we really helped.
Yeah.
I kind of sometimes feel like we help too much.
I sometimes think people... Yeah, they... I'm
like, we should... Like, they should be charged for this. Like, a little bit of a PayPal.
Yeah. Venmo me,
they could Venmo me.
One penny, Hanny.
One penny? This ain't no Taylor Swift. So... Number two.
Number two just says, I made him get soft. Mm. Hi, ladies. I'm a chubby dude just wandering through the forest of Grindr when I was messaged by this gorgeous, skinny, short torso that looked as delicious as a McFlurry on a hot day.
I'm in.
So we chat for a bit.
Hold up. What kind of McFlurry?
M&M's is what
is
I
Is that
pictured.
What you would get?
That's what I picture. I don't really know what McFlurry
Do you like
flavors.
The baby M&M's or regular M&M's?
I just pictured a McFlurry with Twizzlers in it, and I thought, yuck.
Oh, that sounds gross. Well, better than Red Vines, but go.
So we chat for a bit, and I decided to drive to his place within 20 minutes of our first, like, conversation.
Ooh, that's a quick
I get there, and we say hello awkwardly. We proceed to enter the home he shares with his roommates. Girl, to say that place was a mess is an understatement.
Oh, shit. But that's a different story.
Well, that's a hoarder. We go upstairs quietly to his room, lay in bed. I ask if we can make out, which he gives me a disgusted face and says, I don't like that. I'm like, bitch, please, that's okay. And I lay there, and he asks if we want to jack off. And then BJ's, which I agree to. He pulls out his laptop.
This
we
play
watch.
By play.
We watch porn as one does. I was.
Oh, I think that's fun.
I was as ready as pizza right out of the oven, and I got hard and was touching myself. And I noticed he was very, very soft. And I reached over to help him, and he puts his pants back on and says, "Sorry, I tried, but you turned me off." So I left with my self-esteem dragging, and I just wanted to share the story and see if you guys had any advice.
Well, first of all, that...
What?
I feel bad.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I
that sucks.
Thought you
I
were
valid-
still thinking
I
about McFlurries.
No. First of all, McFlurries. I validate that that sucks.
Yeah, that's not fun.
What advice do you give?
I don't know. I'm trying to think if anything similar has ever happened to me.
If somebody were that blunt... Like, I have been in situations where I'm, like, not so into it.
I have too.
And I'm like, okay. I think
there's
I,
politer
I,
ways
there's
to
politer
get
ways.
Out of it.
I think there are politer ways. And maybe, I mean, I guess I'm not reading the intonation. I don't know if they were like, sorry, I tried it, but you kind of like, I there's
or
no
if they were
what,
just
there's
like
no
a
nice
dick.
Way to say you turned me off.
Do your fun game where you change every word in the sentence. Sorry, I tried, but you turned me off.
Sorry, I tried it, but you turned me off. That's rude.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I tried it, but you turned me off.
I'm sorry, but you turned me off.
There's no nice way of it could have been.
Yeah.
So my advice is block them.
What I want to say is I think the silver lining in this story is this is probably one of the like kind of most embarrassing or like hurtful things that can happen. And look, you survived it. You wrote a story about it. You made the story funny. You've obviously got some wit and humor to you.
Out of the two people in this story, I would rather be friends with you. Oh, entirely on this, on the way you told the story, I'm in.
And when the whole way, I mean, this person didn't sound like a real keeper to begin with, TBH.
And here's the truth. Y'all talk for 20 minutes. In the real world, a lot of times, you're going to be communicating far more than that before you maybe hook up, and you're going to get a glimpse into who they are, and you would have avoided the situation. So sometimes shit like this is going to happen on things like Grindr, where you don't even...
People are assholes.
Yeah, people are assholes. And people have less of a filter because they think that people are disposable. Right. And if you go on a date with somebody, you learn, I think, a lot quicker that somebody's going to be like a dick like this.
But my point was... It happened. You lived through it.
Yeah.
Like, I think sometimes when you are getting ready to go on dates or something, I know at least I do, like, you think in your head of, like, what would go wrong? What if he's a weirdo? What if this and this? And you, like, think, like, how would I react? At least you know that this happened and you survived.
Yeah.
And you've obviously got tough skin because, I mean, that wouldn't be easy to hear someone say. But guess what? You made it funny and you're definitely being the bigger, better person.
Yeah. I support you. Have fun.
Block them.
I don't let this discourage you from pursuing more intimacies in the future.
True. And you know what?
This is, I think, a rare occurrence.
And if you had a little bit of fun and it was like a 10-minute experience, you're in charge of your own good time.
Yeah.
At least you had fun.
I'm fixing all the typos in the email.
Oh, my God. Just move on to the next question.
I'm sorry, but there's just a few that I need to fix.
Wow. It's gonna bug me. I cannot believe you.
You misspelled ladies. Okay, next question. Am I a catfish? Recently, I learned that a bunch of my friends have Tinder. I am 15, but it seemed harmless to download it. Hold up. I don't think you're even allowed to do that.
No, I think that's already against the law. Or at least against the Tinder user agreement.
You should not be on Grindr, Tinder, anything scruff if you're not allowed to be. So, that said, I will continue. It seemed harmless to download it because I could just use it to pass time when I'm bored. Well, bitch, some people are using it for love. Get off of here. I'm already annoyed. Oh, you're bugging. Recently, I matched with a girl and we've been chatting and I really like her, but she's like 18 and in college. I do not want to meet up with anyone, no matter how much I like them, because I'm not comfortable with that. But since I haven't told the girl that I'm 15 and we're getting along, am I catfishing her in some way? Yes. I don't even need to finish the question. Yeah, you're catfishing and it's annoying. Continuing. I want to tell her my age so she doesn't get let on or anything, but I don't want her to stop talking to me because I enjoy our conversations. Girl, I'm annoyed. Okay, let me just finish it.
Yeah.
Last time I told a girl my age, she stopped messaging me back. Yeah, because it's illegal. Should I tell her my age? Yes. Should I delete the app altogether? Yes. Wow. Thanks. Oh. This bugs the shit out of me.
I didn't know you were going to get so heated.
I am heated. First of all, you're putting them in an illegal situation because you're bored and you need to pass the time. You're 15. Do your homework. Go to chemistry class.
They call it chem.
Go. If you're bored.
What's a fun app a 15-year-old can download?
Best Fiends.
Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go. Settlers of Catan has a great app.
Is it free?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. What's the budget?
And you can pay without... You can play without internet.
Wow.
This annoys me entirely. Oh, yes, you're a catfish. Yes, you should delete the app. Don't even explain it to her because you're going to make it uncomfortable. Just delete the app. Go. You do not deserve to even have this conversation with an 18-year-old. You should not even be on this episode of our podcast. Actually, I'm glad you are because we will never have a catfish like this question again of underage people on an app for 18 and over people.
Wow. Wow. I guess you just summed that all up for me.
If there's a 15-year-old on Grindr taking up my 200 closest people, you might be bumping the 201st person who's the love of my life out because you are bored and want to be on the app. Get the fuck off my app. That's all.
Yeah. Do you ever talk to anyone who's like 18 on Grindr?
Not in my filters.
I usually mean never. If I see someone who's 18 and they message me, I'm like, I know you're legal, but that just makes me feel like you're lying about your age.
I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah. Wow. Can't believe I'm ageist.
I can't believe I had no opinions about that question.
Yeah, that's weird.
Do you have any advice?
I was going to say, yes, you're catfishing. Yes, delete the app. But I hadn't thought about don't tell the person, but I kind of agree. Like, you're going to make the I would feel super weird if I had been talking to someone and then they were like, by the way, I'm 15. And granted, I'm much older than an 18-year-old in college, but still, because of the legal things, it makes it a little dicey. Rhymes with advicey.
I hated this question. Oh, grow up.
Move.
So before we get into anything else today, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Audible. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, and business information providers. Today, I am recommending Hillary Clinton's What Happened. Now, y'all know I love Hillary Clinton. I campaigned for her, and so this was very close to my heart. And I feel like the best way to take in that book is to hear it from her. And she narrates the book herself, so I feel like it's the best way to get into what happened. I think you guys are going to love it. I am loving it so far. Let me know if you listen to it, what you think. Plus, if you don't like that one, you can get any other book. You can get a free audiobook with a 30-day trial at www.audible.com/besties. Again, that is audible.com/besties, B-E-S-T-I-E-S. For a free audiobook with your 30-day trial. Thank you so much, Audible, for sponsoring this week's episode. We love you so much and appreciate you for giving so much support to Psychobabble.
Number four, kissing versus eating ass.
Hell yeah.
So, okay, this person's 24, so you're going to love this question.
We're illegal.
So this might be hard to believe, but I'm 24 and still have not had my first kiss.
Not hard to believe, totally normal.
I've hooked up several times with many different men over the last few years, and I've done just about everything. Oral, anal, rimming,
wait,
being rimmed.
But no first kiss?
But when it comes to kissing, it just hasn't happened. I think part of the reason is my inability to let go of the societal obsession with romantic first times. And another reason is I just don't know how, and I keep overthinking the process. When talking about the situation with my friends, they've expressed disbelief that I could be so nonchalant about eating ass, but kissing is the thing that gives me anxiety. It's also led us to the serious debate. Is eating ass and kissing virtually the same thing?
That sounds like you just read it like Sex and the City. Which led me to ponder.
Regardless, how can I just go for it next time? Is there a good way to trick my mind out of overhyping a kiss? Any advice would be great. XOJ.
Well, you're talking about the romantic societal obsession with first kiss.
Yeah.
What about the romantic societal obsession with first rim? I feel like that's the same. It's very similar.
Yeah.
Where I come from.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you not...
if you
overhype
can,
it?
I think if you can
I think you have
rim,
overhyped it.
If you can rim, I think you can kiss.
Yeah, but I would say there's a line between the two art forms.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not going to eat ass like you're eating.
It's not 100% the same.
It's not the same. It's definitely the same muscle groups, honey.
You've definitely stretched those muscles and gotten ready for the workout.
Yeah.
That is kissing,
well,
I mean.
Even like a peck on the lips, all you go to is,
wow. Mm. Wow.
It's, and honestly.
Do that one more time. Great.
But like in the span of a good makeout sesh, you're kissing like how many times do you think?
Oh my God. That just overwhelmed me.
Yeah. So you're gonna, in the first makeout sesh, maybe even if the first kiss is bad or something, you're gonna have like a lot more kisses in that time period,
yeah,
as practice. Don't even stress it.
This question was really long and I kind of cut it down for the sake of the story, but there was, he also said that he had like a regular side piece that he was hooking up with and the guy went in for a kiss and he kind of like pulled back and the guy was a little like, okay, well, I guess we'll just do everything else but that, because he kind of got in his head about it.
Some people are just weird about kissing. Some people don't want to kiss.
I'm just like, I like kissing, and I think kissing. I'm a good kisser, so I'm just like,
here's
diving.
My advice. Here's how to not overhype it.
I don't know how to tell someone not to get anxious about something that makes them anxious.
Yeah. I think things that will make you feel more comfortable going into the situation.
Practice on a stuffed animal.
That was going to say that, but sure. A beanie baby. A JonBenet Ramsey beanie baby. Or, I mean, a Princess Di beanie baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Just make out.
No, you need a bigger stuffed animal than that.
What are you talking about?
A Bernstein, like a little bear? Baby kiss.
What's that one bear?
The bear. Teddy Ruxpin.
Just get, and their get out your
move.
Girl, that's got to be dusty.
Practice
by now.
On a Furby. That's mouth moves also.
Real serious answer.
I learned to
answer.
Kiss my Furby first.
Real serious answer. Furbs, I would say
Furbs.
Things that will make you more comfortable during your first kiss. Somebody that you like or feel comfortable around.
Yeah. I feel like I've talked to people on Grindr who are like into hooking up but are like no kissing.
I have too.
So maybe they reserve kissing for like romantic
boyfriends. I have had guys like that.
Yeah. So you're not the only one. I feel like I've talked to people who've said similar things.
Before you kiss, make sure you have like a Tic Tac or a gum. That would make me feel more comfortable
brush
if I were
your
nervous.
Teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Here's
like, what
thing.
Are the fears here? That, like, it's going to be a bad first kiss? Well, good news, you can immediately move on to the second kiss, and it can be better than the first.
And I think, I wish more people would just be, like, open about their, like, preferred kissing style.
What do you mean?
And by that, I mean, I've had a couple of bad kissers recently, and I just wanted, and I don't know
don't
how the polite.
Eat their face.
And I don't know the polite way to be, like, just slow down for 1 second. Let me just help you.
Here's a
follow
good, here's a good
my
piece
lead.
Of advice. Follow their lead. If you don't feel
actually,
comfortable, follow their lead.
I would love that. I love when people follow my lead.
So, like, don't go in chomping, biting.
No, don't bite.
Spitting.
Well, some people like
unless
biting.
You like all those things. But, like, I guess I would follow their lead. If they, like, are maybe, like, a quiet little nibble on the lip.
A nibble on the tibble.
Like a tiny little nibble moment. Maybe do that, too, in response and see if they like it and see if you like it. Follow their lead.
You're going to love the way you look.
I guarantee it.
Well, but do you think, did you discuss if kissing and eating ass are virtually the same? You said they're not. They said they're cousins.
They're definitely second cousins, which I think is legal.
Yeah. Did you say legal?
Legal. best of luck in all of your endeavors. Have fun. I would say if you are eating ass, you're halfway there.
Are you?
And you're living on a prayer.
I think if you can eat ass, you can kiss.
If you can eat ass, you can do anything.
Actually.
That's honestly
how you've
I
already
would.
Opened your doors to a lot. Literally. And he's said he's been rimmed. And
okay.
Rimmed.
Next question.
He's rimmed and been rimmed.
I am happy for them. Do you know he's a he?
Yeah.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't assume a gender.
Maybe he said it in part of the part that I cut out.
I wish you the best. Just, you don't even have to, like, have a makeout session as a first kiss. It can just be, like,
no.
a quick peck and then
yeah,
keep
that's
moving.
What I want to know. Have you had a peck? A bushel and a peck? And a hug around the neck?
Okay. A barrel and a peep?
And a kissel on the sheep.
Okay, anything. Any next question.
So you don't think you should practice on a Furby?
I think not a Furby.
Something
a Teddy Rumpskin.
Did you say rump skin?
Yeah, what's his name?
Ruxpin. Ruxpin.
R-U-C-K. Wait, who's Teddy Rumpskin?
That you're thinking you're mixing
Rumpelstiltskin
with
and
Teddy Ruxpin.
You should just make out with Rumpelstiltskin.
As long as it's got an animatronic mouth.
Mouth. Teddy Ruxpin is a good first kiss.
Would you go out with Teddy Ruxpin?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. In this
economy? I just Googled Teddy Ruxpin. You can get one on eBay for $40. That's a pretty cheap first date.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
How much is a Furby?
It's a vintage 1985 Teddy Ruxpin. $40. Oh, but that might be the starting price. I don't know if it's the buyout price. You know what I'm saying?
I Googled Furby and Furby Boom came up and I thought, are Furbies speakers now?
Nobody's bid on this yet, but 10 people are watching.
Wow.
Two people have viewed this hour. Wow. Y'all, this is going hot. A lot of first kisses. There's one in a winter jacket for only $20. I don't need a Teddy Ruxpin, but these are good prices. You know what I'm saying?
That's a steal.
That's a steal.
I think it's your turn. Oh, my God. Wait. Why do they have a Furby on hand? Somebody just flew in a Furby.
Can I hold it? I don't know if I've ever even held a
Did
Furby.
Did I tell...
Can this I tell one, you that?
You've never?
Truth. I don't
well,
know if I
my
have.
Family was rich. We had a Furby.
Yeah,
for four children to share.
Give me that Furby.
I do think my mom was...
I don't think I've ever held a Furby. Come on.
My mom was so proud when she bought us a Furby.
Kiss the Furby. If you can do it, I think Jay can find the courage.
I'm going to let you kiss this Furby.
Don't be like that. I don't know where this Furby's been. Does it walk? How do Furbies
They talk
hurt?
Like, memer, memer.
I've never held a Furby.
Furber derber.
I've seen imagery.
We had the black and white polka dotted Furby.
How do you make it go?
God, I just love when it's probably, its batteries are dead. You don't want to wake up a Furby. I think if you touch its tongue, it wakes it up.
Hold on.
Don't wake
with
it
my
up.
Tongue?
Yeah, don't wake it up. Don't wake Furby.
What I don't like about a Furby, and that you won't encounter this with your first kiss,
yeah,
is the mouth really snaps.
Some people's mouth. What if they got their jaw wired?
You know what?
Shut?
Here's what I would advise. So you take the face of whoever you're in love with,
yep.
Or not even in love. You can kiss people.
Lust
you're not in love
and
with.
Lust.
And you hold it. Maybe you can hold.
And you can
you
go
can really,
scurvy.
You can really
derby.
Play with the hair. You can.
Are you going to give it
hold
a,
its neck?
Give it a side part.
Do you like a little bit of kissings on the neck?
Brush it.
Of, maybe like an ear nibble?
Brush it.
Brush it.
How that's great. I love it. That's way cuter Furby than the one we had. And
I
I'm
have
sorry
to say,
if my
it
mom's
looks
listening.
Dead in the eyes.
I feel like my mom like saved to get us a Furby to
so
share.
Will you kiss it or am I kissing it?
You're going to kiss it. You're going to kiss it and smooch it.
Definitely close your eyes. Once I opened my eyes in the middle of a kiss, I didn't mean, it wasn't because I wanted to, but I opened my eyes and he had his eyes open the whole time. And I said, we are like this close from each other. Don't do it.
Two of my friends at home who are married together, a straight couple, both keep their eyes open. And I said, you are weirdos.
At least
and
they found each other.
Yeah. Never get a divorce because you're both weirdos. Well, what do you think that Furby's name is?
Furbalicious. Furbalicious, deaf. So, okay, so just like a little.
Yeah. Wow.
That was easy. Though I don't know where this Furby's mouth has been.
Did you get consent?
I did.
Yeah,
I did. I think.
Yeah, good. I think that what you forgot.
Try on a Furby.
I think what you forgot to sing was I like the Furby. I love the Furby. Give me that Furby. Let me eat that Furby.
Okay, so next time you can do
let's
that.
Let's just leave the Furby
just leave
here.
The Furby. Okay, Furbalicious stuff.
Wow, wow. Wow. Okay. That's what it is.
Oh, that's from.
Wow, wow,
that's
wee,
from.
Luigi?
No.
Waluigi?
That guy who does characters.
Mr. Bean?
No, and he's like a guy, and he was in like.
Wow, wow, wee, wow.
Kazakhstan or
oh,
something.
Oh, Borat?
Yes.
Wow, wow, wee, wow.
Wow, wow, wee, wow.
Yeah, that's Borat. You're right.
Anyway.
Cool.
Do we have time for another advice question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Take me there.
Take me there. I want to go there.
Did I read the last one?
It's your turn to read this one.
This one's called My Man's Got a Tiny Dick. Hi, boys. I recently started dating my dream guy that I've been crushing on for the last 3 years. Congratulations. That's amazing. We get along really well, and I enjoy everything about this new relationship except for one thing, his penis. He has the smallest dick I have ever encountered, and I have no idea what to do with it. The penetration part of sex feels really weird to me because his tiny meat, and I need some sexpertise and some positions we could try to make it feel better on my end. And maybe some advice on how to gently bring up the conversation. Thanks for reading. Okay. Well, you don't have to bring up the conversation. I'm pretty sure he's aware.
True. True.
Yeah,
I don't think if you're going to say anything to him, I definitely wouldn't reference the size.
I would just say, what would I say?
I would say.
This is not even a deal breaker to me, by the way.
I would say just start talking about sex and ask what positions they like. Tell him what positions you like. Tell him let's try new things. I definitely wouldn't be like, so
how do we
make it better with your little D?
So I think there's a thing you can get. Let me look it up.
A thing?
A thing.
You know about a thing?
An extender.
What?
That you can attach. Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah. There's things at sex stores where you can get like a thing that will go, you'll attach it to his dick and it'll be bigger for you.
What does it feel like for him?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
Is it like one size fits all?
It's like an applique.
Should we put one out in the Furby?
But that's an option, I guess.
Do they come in flavors?
I don't know.
I really want to see a picture.
But if you need a little bit of an extension, that might be what you can fasten on and let him go a little deeper.
Yeah.
Like that Princess and the Frog song. You gotta dig a little deeper. Yeah. Sometimes.
Is that a Princess and the Frog song?
You gotta dig a little deeper.
Yeah. With your little peeper.
No. Okay, so it's not the end of the world because sex is not always penetration.
True.
Sex can include a lot of foreplay with his dang mouth, and he can go to town, Julie Brown. If you're not getting it from a different part of his body, he can give it to you in another place. He can give you his dang finger. Two or three of them. Yeah. He can give you his tongue. He can give you his mouth.
You can get a toy.
You can get a toy.
You can get a vegetable. I think.
You can get a Furby.
You can get a popsicle.
Tag to your rug. Don't use a popsicle. Too sticky and it melts real quick. Trust. That deep in you is a warm place.
I've never done food, so.
Neither have I. Neither have I.
IDK. I've never had a melty popsicle.
Any other advice?
Positions?
Positions.
I think that's up to you.
This really depends on if they're straight or gay, because I don't know.
I was like,
I don't know about straight positions.
I'm trying to remember what the actual name was, and I do think this is a straight relationship, but I'm not absolutely sure. But either way, I mean, there are lots of options. If this were truly your dream guy.
I just searched sex position for small dick.
Really?
And bam, Refinery 29 has sex positions for small penis size and deep penetration. I'm in. Here we go.
What does it recommend?
It says, let's see, begin the slideshow. Hell yeah.
Do they know?
So sofa side saddle. So the guy sitting and the girl is doing what?
I feel like I need, is there a picture?
Yeah, it's like an illustration. Missionary anal.
So missionary, but they're doing it anally.
Yeah.
Try anal.
Pile driver.
What's that about?
You need flexibility. Okay. It might be better on carpet. You lay on your back, swing your legs back and over your head to get your feet close to the ground.
That's so you're like away. On your back with your feet over your head.
Okay. Your partner can help lift your butt up and over it. A pillow might also be helpful. Yeah.
And stretch. You don't want to hurt your back.
If you practice yoga, this one is called the plow pose. Is that for real?
Okay.
Then your partner squats on top of you and enters you from above. So not even on their knees.
I've seen that in porn.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
If the guy can get positioned over his partner, he doesn't have to do that much work to just hold himself up. Bonus points if you spread your legs. That's called the spread eagle. Okay, that seems fine. Easy peasy.
I mean... God bless. It's 2017. Of course there's an article for everything.
Yeah. This is a quick, simple Google. And the sixth thing in the list is, bitch, let him use his fingers.
Yeah.
And if he wants to jerk off while he's, like, fingering you, bam, we're both happy.
Right.
We're both happy.
Right.
For both of you.
And you're just going to have a conversation.
Penetration does not come down to just the dick.
Right.
And sex does not come down to just the penetration.
And hopefully he's helping you get yours if he's getting his.
I think it's very fair to request different things and suggest different things because everyone deserves to enjoy sex.
I definitely
if you want to.
Right. I mean, there's a way to have a conversation about making your sex life better without blaming it on his member.
Yeah.
On his Furby.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. And it's
definitely, I really do.
And if you're a guy with a small dick, don't be discouraged. There's a lot you can do that will please anybody that doesn't even require the length or girth that a lot of people think you need to have.
Wow.
And if you're somebody who's with somebody with a small dick, my piece of advice is it wasn't their choice.
True.
Be nice.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't shame anybody.
I think there's a lot of shame surrounding dick size.
I'm reading that book I told you about.
What?
That one with all the pictures of the penises. Lots of good stories. Lots of interesting stories.
I think it's a thing that a lot of people probably have to deal with. And I think it requires a little bit of sensitivity, especially in a climate like ours, where people act like the best thing in the world is the biggest dick in the world. And I'm like...
Do you mean gays?
Well, gays or straight people think that, like, the bigger the dick, the better. And I'm like, that's not even true.
You're like...
I don't think.
You say no ma'am sometimes.
Sometimes I do. You know?
And what's your advice for those people?
I say... Well, the use, same advice. There's other fingers. Things you can do. Anyway. Do we have time for another?
No, we do not.
Oh, man.
Mano mio mio.
Mio mio.
I think that Furby flirt. Flirt? Did you flirt with a Furby?
I flirbied.
Flirbied. Well,
I would kill for a flirt.
We hope you all loved the advice.
I think it was helpful. I hope it was helpful.
Keep sending in questions. We love doing these.
If you have answers that you would have given, use the hashtag psychobabble and say, regarding this question, here's my advice.
Maybe people might search through the hashtag that
are nervous to like see the answers, or maybe it's personal and maybe they can click that,
yeah,
see some answers and get a different perspective. Again, we do not have all the answers, but if you want to submit a question for the next advice episode, Corey, what can they do?
Email psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe.
You.
iTunes, SoundCloud, full screen. Give us a rating on iTunes. We would love you forever. And that's all.
Toodaloo.
Where can people find you, by the way?
Online. Corey Cool at Corey Cool, KoreyKuhl.
Great. Tyler Oakley? Tyler Oakley. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.